What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Sorry, I'm watching Destiny debate two conservative chicks, both Latina. And this is what bothers me about the man. He tells that he grew up in a conservative household, went to conservative Catholic high school and preschool. And then he goes on to talk about how his success in his career changed his opinion about how unfair life is. And it just goes to show you how much of a weak piece of shit he is.
The most conservative point I was in my life was probably the lowest point of my life. It was when I was carpet cleaning. And then after I kind of got into streaming, I got really lucky and I found a break in streaming. And as I started to get more and more money, I realized like how unfair life was when I got really wealthy as compared to before. And then I started to realize that the deck's kind of stacked against you if you don't have as much money. And that really bothered me. One of the things I look at this a lot through is through the lens of my son's life. So for instance, like I bought a house in the best school district. I sent him to school. When COVID lockdowns and stuff happened, every single kid in my son's school district has like an iPad that they can take home with them. Right. That's crazy. They have iPads in kindergarten. And there are some schools that don't even have like a good computer lab.
Right.
And I'm like, no offense to my son, but he didn't do anything to deserve that. He just happened to luck into a nice father, you know? Yeah, and when I see stuff like that, I look at a lot of stuff through the lens of, like, children, and I feel like a lot of kids get basically completely screwed before they've even had a chance to, you know, get on the train yet. And
but you just said right...
Well, I mean, you could always change that. You could always, I don't know, donate to other schools, you fucking selfish piece of shit. Let me describe to you this man's selfishness. I'm going to tell you this right now. The only reason why he has his wife around is because she allows him to cheat. And in the red pill, I mean the pickup artist community. Sorry. They always talk about how they want to be able to fuck anybody who they want. And you know, she's going to fucking obey me. And she's going to yada yada, blah blah, woody woo, la di la, right? You already know the formula. It's a one-way side of cheating. So he's too fucking chicken shit to fucking sit down and say, "Yeah, I'm gonna cheat on my own." So what he does is he's like, "I'm gonna be the only one that allows to cheat." So what he does is he allows his chick to cheat so that he doesn't feel so bad. But in the end, all she is just a beard. For those of you who don't know what the term beard is, it's just a woman that is in place to make it look like the guy's straight. We have a lot of politicians like that. People in positions of power that are gay usually have a wife who is emotionally detached. When I look at them, I don't see any love. I've been in a liberal love circle before. Everybody's loving, everybody's caring, everybody's this, everybody's that. But the love, you know what that is? You're hiding the damage that has been done to you. All that love and all that caring and all that. Just accept people, man. Ever notice that those people flip out the first sign of emotional pain? Emotional struggle? They're the first people to fucking lose their mind. You want to know why? It's because those cocksuckers, they're not in it for you. Those cocksuckers are in it for themselves. That is why these chicks pick these liberal mindset motherfuckers, because all they care about is love. So they figure out easy ways to get access to pussy. They figure out the codes. They figure out love languages. They figure out, like, they spend more time learning on how to pick up chicks and all this game and all this bullshit in order to tap into the mind of a woman to be able to successfully secure them. Hence, game. They play the fucking game. And they play it well. Destiny doesn't need game because he's got tons of fucking money. And all this logic in the world that he's spewing, although it looks and sounds good on paper, in practice isn't. There's a reason why he lost his shit. I mean, he says that he doesn't care about being called a cuck. Dude, he made more videos about him not being a cuck than I've ever seen anybody in the history of fucking YouTube. This guy was fucking damaged. And there's a reason why he constantly fucking bickers and whines and cries, and he always has to be right. It makes sense now because both of his parents were in the Air Force. I don't tolerate that shit. It's your fault 100%. Like Terrence Pop says, you get the fucking knife hand. So now he creates all this fucking wiggle room. And here's the other thing that pisses me off about him. He worked a blue collar job, landed it successfully on YouTube, became a millionaire, and he thinks that life is unfair? Since when is life fucking fair? Fuck, even my stepdad told me that. Said the world doesn't owe you anything. You gotta work for everything you earn. Therefore, everything you get. You gotta earn it. And then that put me in a philosophical position. I remember just sitting in my room and thinking, if this apartment building were to catch on fire, what would I be able to take with me? What if I couldn't take anything with me? Because I slept in my underwear. And I'm like, fuck, dude. I wouldn't know what to grab. My guitar? What am I gonna do with my guitar? Like, if I can't plug it in, it doesn't fucking work. It can only make sound so far away. And all these like little ideas just started trying to pop into my head, right? Can't grab my fucking porn stash. What's that gonna do? That's only good enough, you know, that stash is only good to me and other people that are like me. Fucking weirdos. My music collection? I've already lost several sets of music. You know, it's really funny because my dad was a CD collector. He loved collecting music. And he had this wide, vast library. I'm talking like an enormous library of CDs. It looked like it literally went from. It literally took over an entire wall. That's how fucking huge the CD collection was. He had everything from Metallica, Slayer, fucking, Frank Sinatra, fucking Pat Benatar, classics from the 50s and 60s, music from the 40s, just every fucking genre of music that you could imagine was, it was like an encyclopedia of music. So when I got my own collection, I cherished it because it was like, that is my collection. It was either soundtrack music from my favorite video games, like Guilty Gear, Resident Evil, Silent Hill, or Norwegian black metal, and Creed. And when my parents threw away the music, I thought, like, okay. What stuck with me was the music itself. I can remember playing that music. I can remember it in my head. I know how to play the notes. So ultimately, if everything were to burn down, how would I start over? The knowledge in my head is the key to all that access. I can start all over with the skills in my head. And that's why I went to a blue collar trajectory. In that moment, when I was living with my stepdad for the last 2 months that I was with him, I remember coming up with that epiphany and realizing that all this shit, trying to hit the jackpot, doing all this other bullshit, it means nothing. What you gotta do is get a skill and build off of that skill. And one day I wanna own a home. One day I wanna own a car. How do I fix my car? How do I wash my car? How do I replace shit? One day I'm gonna buy a home. How do I fix the electronics? How do I re-drywall a fucking broken, a wall? How do I replace a 2x4? How do I measure shit? How do I cut shit? How do I fix the plumbing? How do I fix the gas? It just came to me. And I realized that those skills are invaluable. There is no replacing that skill. Because even though technology changes, you can get clay pot, or clay pipes, you can get PVC pipes, you can get stainless steel and cast iron pipes. You can get every fucking pipe in the world and get it to fit and do the plumbing. Concrete. I've seen concrete pipes. I've seen it all. I've seen it the fuck all. So I tell people, I tell people all the fucking time, what good is a degree if there's no books? All these teachers fucking rely on their books. They can't do shit from memory. I fucking asked my cousin a question about music history, and she's a doctor in music. Can't fucking remember. Couldn't fucking remember a simple question. Like, what was the impact of music in the 1940s? And what sparked this, remember that scene in Saving Private Ryan where all the men are gathered together and they're listening to that record? And then Upham's just sitting there, just translating the fucking song to the guys as they're all standing around smoking. I thought, like, dude, music must have played a huge part. That must have been an enormous morale boost to hear anything like that during that time period. I wonder what type of morale it would have done to those men. And I asked a fucking historian, a woman with a fucking doctor's degree in music, couldn't fucking remember. She teaches the fucking class. I need to calm down. She teaches the fucking class to students over and over and over again for years and somehow couldn't remember that information. Maybe it's a specialty. Maybe you need to specialize in fucking music from the 40s in order to understand that. But I thought it was quite odd that she couldn't give me a fucking direction. I had to figure out the answer myself. Maybe she's just a piece of shit and she doesn't like me and she just didn't want to give me the answer. But my point is very clear. I make no mistake about this. Is that if you fucking want something, you have to earn it. You have to fight for it. You have to fucking go for it. What Destiny is telling me here is that I hit the jackpot and it was unfair for everybody else. Really? Like, none of us had the opportunity to hit the jackpot? See, Destiny likes to run his mouth. He likes to live in this idea where everything is paradise, or everything could be paradise if we all sacrifice. And here he is bitching and complaining that other kids don't have that opportunity. And is he sharing his wealth so that other kids can have that opportunity? Absolutely not. Why is that? If he cares so much about that instance, why is he not sharing his wealth? I just don't get it. Because he slips into his conservative. See, the thing is, like, me and Destiny, the reason why I don't like this guy is because he and I are the same human being. I was once liberal, became conservative. He was once conservative, became liberal. So we know how each other think. He lives in this kumbaya fucking terrain, and he knows how hard it is over here as a conservative. So he fucking runs to the other side because it's easier. All you gotta do is just rely on your. He even said so himself in one of these debates. Your intuition is telling you something. Instead of going with your heart, you decided to use logic and all this other stuff. The one time where emotion plays a part and a role. Is that somebody that you want to fight next to? Is that somebody that you want to go to war with? Or excuse me, go to war? Yeah, go to war with. Not go to war at them, but go to war alongside them. Is that somebody that you want as your fucking second man? This guy is a fucking idiot. And what bothers me is that he preaches his fucking lessons to anybody and everyone. And he loves to just shit on fucking conservatives all the time about how they try to live this life of, what is it? They try to live this life of, prestige and live by none of those, principles. And yet he's a man full of fucking principles and lives by none of them himself. What kind of man shares his wife? And the reason why it bothers him is because he like why it bothered him being called a cuck was because he knew that that was wrong. Deep down inside his heart, it fucking tugged. Anybody will tell you that if you put your hands on another man's wife, you're fucking done. So I don't go over my friends' houses. And when I do, it's just out to the porch or out to the balcony into the bathroom. That's it. I don't play that stupid shit. And fucking dickhead over here who shares everything about himself. He shares his ass, he shares his dick, he shares his wife. Is gonna fucking sit here and tell us, the MGTOW community, that we're fucking simps because we just decided to throw in the cards and all this other crap and yada yada, blah blah blah, woody woo, la di la. Oh, you're just not trying hard enough. Well, then maybe your picker's bad. Maybe this is bad. And it's just like, how is my picker bad when 90% of the women out here are dog shit? And then he would argue, well, that 90% of the men are fucking dog shit. Ha. Then why is there a movement where men are fucking going their own way? He would fire back, well, there's women who just they have a higher standard and well, like no. Higher standard and going your own way are two completely different fucking things. And that WGTOW, like women going their own way, that's such a small movement. It shouldn't even be considered anything. Maybe 10,000 at most. Fuck. I just. When it comes to Destiny, my brain hurts. Because he's constantly emotional and constantly turning to fucking facts and statistics. And no matter how many facts and statistics he pulls out of his ass, he never stops to think that maybe those facts and statistics were done in a community that favored his fucking opinion. That's why I don't turn to facts or statistics anymore. It's because they always favor the other person's opinion. Oh, well, you know, like if we want to fucking figure out how many marginalized community or how impoverished and, you know, marginalized communities and all this other bullshit are, why don't we just do a survey in those marginalized communities and nowhere fucking else? Hey, why don't we figure out how many fatal traffic accidents. How about this one? How about this one? Let's figure out how many fucking truck drivers there are. Let's go to a truck stop. Instead of going to the companies, they're going to the truck stops and doing the surveys there. Oh, well, it shows here that 90% of the fucking truck drivers are not only men, but they're also fat. Well, considering that you didn't go to a truck stop with a gym, considering that you didn't go to a truck stop with, I don't know, showers, places to fucking work out, places to do shit, places to run, maybe your statistic is fucking bullshit. Maybe it's hyper-focused on one specific demographic because that is what you sought out to look for. I can't tell you how many times I keep hearing the reason why the car insurance is cheaper for women is because they're better drivers, and fucking every goddamn accident, every fucking car that cuts me off is a chick. I saw two accidents in one day on the same corner. Literally, back to back, one fucking car plowed into another T-bone going northbound, and then going eastbound, another fucking car T-boned because they were both running red lights. Guess the sex of the fucking driver. Both fucking female. Every goddamn time, dude. It never fucking fails. And then I see these facts and statistics, and I'm like, okay, dude, twice in a day on the same corner. Every fatality that I see is a fucking male driving a motorcycle, and there's a fucking female involved. I'm starting to think that maybe there's something fucking wrong here. I'm starting to think that maybe these facts and statistics are fucking wrong. I notice that there's way more fucking female teachers groping fucking kids. And yet we're led to believe that men are more like prone to being pedophiles. We're led to believe that. And yet every single time it's a teacher groping a fucking kid. And I'm wondering to myself, like, is it that certain teachers like have it under control? Are they able to maintain that shit? And they're like, no, it's because it's announced, much, much louder. Like when a teacher gets, caught, it's a big thing because men sexualize it. And then when you go to Tomo News, which was like this animated thing, like they tell the news in like this animated cartoon style fashion, kind of like they did in Mexico. It was like 2014, and by the end of the year, they had 57 cases of female teachers raping a student, a male student, all under the age of 16. So check this out. I apologize. So check this out. Tomo News comes up with these videos, right? 57 videos in 1 year. That's more than a week. That's more than one case of that a week on some instances. There's 52 weeks in a year, 57 videos. That was 1 year. And the cases keep going on and on and on and on. And those are the ones that we hear about. Those are the ones that get reported. But yet somehow all these hackers and shit can find guys on the internet fucking, scoping for fucking for child or for children. How about you start going to the schools and start scoping the fucking the teachers? The only thing is the only thing is those teachers are really good at keeping, like, basically hiding their bad behavior. So I don't feel bad, man. I don't. When I hear a statistic, I'm just like, you know what, dude? That's probably a bunch of bullshit. I wouldn't even check the fucking source anymore because, fuck. Fox News used to be reputable. MSNBC used to be reputable. CNN used to be reputable. All these companies used to be reputable until COVID hit, and then guess what? We all saw how they all changed their fucking tune, their definitions, and their tone when shit hit the fan. When it came time to control people. When it came time to manipulate people. When it came time for a little bit of a bailout. They all suddenly changed their fucking definitions and their wording and their tune and their tone, and they were no longer for us, the people. Fuck, Vice used to do some amazing grunt work. That fucking, that old shoe gum fucking style of reporting, boots on the ground. If I were you, I would invest some time looking back at the civil Ukrainian war before it became a war with Russia, and how they and how they found out that there was special forces that were contracted as mercenaries to try to turn the civil war, and they were losing. And all their special forces soldiers that died in Ukraine were buried or burned in unmarked graves. And a woman swears that she heard her son's voice, in the last location that he had, and just so happens that it was bombed. And all the fucking bodies were taken, and according to the locals, were taken in one big pile and burned. And who knows what happened to the fucking bones. And all the woman wanted to know was where her son was, and if he was okay. That's what I'm telling you, man. That was old school, like shoe gum, perfect reporting. No bullshit. And now look at Vice today. I don't trust anything anymore. I trust what I see, and I trust what I hear, and I trust what my heart says. And my heart says, don't fucking listen to them. Stay the fuck away. For safety reasons, stay the fuck away. So anything that Destiny fucking reports on, I don't fucking care. Well, statistically, it says here that women are actually more prone and keen to. Okay, then why don't you go fucking live your life as a woman then, dude? If it's so, if and dude, I can't tell you. I can't tell you enough how fucking stupid it is for this guy to sit there and try to go toe to toe with conservatives when he himself isn't a conservative. He's a liberal piece of shit. He's disgusting. He lets his fucking wife sleep around. Absolutely disgusting. Any case, I just wanted to share that with you. This fucking guy. Unbelievable. He fucking thinks that the world should be a better place and does nothing to try to, just nothing but fucking debate and antagonize and fucking bitch whine and cry. Oh, I wish, my kid's privileged. He's got a laptop that he can come home to. Or what, like, my kid's got a tablet that he can come home to. Yeah, there's a lot of fucking schools that are still old school, dude. Believe it or not. What a big surprise. They just introduced tablets, like, not too long ago. Like, dumb fuck. Any case, guard your heart.
Right now, that the lowest point was when you started streaming.
Right, yeah.
So why does that make sense?
Um,
or what does that mean? I'm sorry.
There's, without getting into my story too much, basically,
right.
My dad, my mom and sister, my mom and my little sister, she was homeschooled. They moved when I was like 14, 15 to down here to Miami. And then when I was like 15, 16, my dad moved down to join them. And then I stayed in Nebraska to finish school. After I graduated high school, I worked through high school, and then I worked after high school, and I went to college, and I couldn't do like college and work at the same time.
Okay.
And eventually I quit college for work. And then due to some crazy stuff, I ended up getting fired from work. So after a couple years, I had no school, no work history, And then I got a job cleaning carpets. My ex-girlfriend that me and her hated each other, got pregnant, and just everything in my life was just like I bought my first house at 19, and then at like 20, I was like going bankrupt, and I had a kid coming all the way with a woman that who we hated each other. And yeah.
But you chose life.
Yeah, I was really pro-life at the time. So we, good job, Nathan. You barely made it out.
19 years old.
There was some hard conversation.
On fucking real.